Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Pot Diva. I just had to eat a couple of mini meringues because I was so sleepy. So I was like, get some sugar. And hopefully I sound a bit more peppy than I felt.
I think that this is actually a really good bit of you sounding perky.
It might not last very long.
Yeah, you're going to have a major, like, what are they called?
Crash. Sugar crash.
It's like when you drink Red Bull and you're just going to have like a...
Yeah. So here we go.
Pot Diva.
Hello, hello. It's Diva O'Clock. And welcome to the Diva Debrief, a kind of book club for everyone's favourite monthly Diva magazine. If you're an LGBTQIA plus woman or non-binary person, this is your weekly podcast. My name is Rachel Shelley.
And my name is Victoria Broom. And I want to talk about why I hate the word lesbian.
What? You hate the word... Really, Victoria? You don't hate the word. I thought you loved the word lesbian.
No, I love the word lesbian. I love the word lesbian. But there's an article in this month's Diva magazine that... is very bold, that says, why I hate the word lesbian.
Wow.
So I really want to talk about that. When I kind of saw that, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, not sure how I feel about that. And it's by Beth Lewis. I don't hate the word lesbian.
Good.
But Beth Lewis hates the word lesbian.
Quite bold for a LGBTQIA plus woman and non-binary person magazine to open the magazine and read that.
I have always fully embraced the word lesbian, and maybe that's because I had a very different experience of the word lesbian, but also kind of when I came out, which was many, many moons ago, there was really only L and G in the rainbow. It was lesbian and gay.
Yeah.
And then the B and then the T and then all the rainbow letters kind of followed after that. I feel that the word lesbian has led the way for queer women to be able to express different words and different labels. We shouldn't forget those people that led the way to be able to pull away from the word lesbian or to use the word lesbian.
Everything is always... a work in progress.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
lesbian then and lesbian now, the term.
Yeah.
We're always moving and we always think now, we know best now. But in another 10 years, things will have moved on again. To be able to look at yourself within that perspective of history, to see where you are, it's quite hard. It's quite hard to see.
I actually was with a really, really good friend of mine that I caught up with at the weekend. She's just done this fantastic play about a lesbian couple. When she was doing a talk on one of the major radio stations and calling herself a queer woman, and she had a major backlash from women of a certain age that were going, oh, she's just jumping on the bandwagon. She felt a lot of shame from that. And I was like, why do you feel shame? This label doesn't define you. It's your own lived journey and experience. And that's what I found really interesting about the article, is that I've always embraced the word lesbian, but some people haven't. And it's like the word queer. Queer, not even that long ago, was used as a really derogatory term for gay people. And a lot of people don't like the word queer, and a lot of people refuse to use the word queer because of the negative connotations that they had. And I just think it's really interesting, everybody's individual journeys and how they want to label themselves. So I found that article really interesting, but I was a bit like, oof. Oh, when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, dear.
Yes, for sure. Beth Lewis, the writer of that article, she's a novelist. Her latest book is The Origins of Iris. And she says, that of the alphabet rainbow, lesbian is the only one that's actually a noun.
Yeah.
The others are adjectives. And I get that. You are a lesbian, but it's not often that you say someone is a gay.
No, no.
It's usually they are gay. You can say they are lesbian. I mean, it's all semantics, I suppose.
Yeah.
It is quite interesting that it's a noun. Maybe that's just too, well, clearly for some people, it's too limiting.
I do find it really fascinating how things evolve. And a lot of women that really kind of identify as lesbian don't use the word lesbian as well because of certain negative connotations that they had when they were growing up. So it's really interesting to see if we will ever actually get rid of labels. But then I think labels do give you a sense of kind of identity. It does for me. I mean, that's not just who I am, obviously.
Exactly. And I wonder if it is an age thing.
Another
thing that Beth mentions is that when the L word came along, how it just completely transformed this label of lesbian.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was part of that show, but obviously I wasn't responsible for that. It's quite incredible to think the effect of that TV show, if that is the case, that it changes the word.
Mm-hmm.
For a generation like yours, Victoria, they have a different experience of the word lesbian. Because when I was a kid, you know, it did have far more negative connotations.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it's the same as the word queer. There were negative connotations about, oh, she's such a loser, or you know, all of that type of stuff. But I've embraced that and I've gone, yes, I am. You know, and I don't want to see a negative in that. It's really interesting how it's all changing.
It is. On the cover, we have Young MA.
Oh, yes.
Such a strong cover, such a strong interview.
Oh.
You can hear the full interview with Young MA and Nick Crozzara. I edited it and gosh, it's fascinating how she sounds when she's chatting. She chuckles and she laughs and she sounds like this really sweet sort of young,
like cool. She sounds cool.
She sounds cool, but she also sounds really sweet, I thought.
Yeah,
really sweet. It's quite a strong contrast with the image that she portrays. There's a lot of music in next week's episode with Young MA as well, but let's just have a little listen as a trailer to that episode, and then we'll have a chat about it.
Oh, I'm just young and made it artist.
Oh, and you're often referred to as this trailblazing lesbian rapper who's, you know, broken all of these milestones. But
nah, not a lesbian rapper.
These haters on my body, shake them all.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, am I right in believing that you don't use this label?
Yeah, no, I don't use that as a label. I'm just young and made it artist. I'm just young and made. That's why MA stands for me always. I never put that tag in front of my name because that's not what defines me. I'm a lot of things. I'm not a lesbian.
These haters on my body, shake them all.
I still appreciate you performing songs about, you know, women loving women and all of that.
Yeah, that's kind of like my thing. It's just being real. It's not nothing to put in nobody. To make them do. Like, when I make my music, I don't make my music to make people do like that, like be a lesbian. It's like, no, I really like her. Like, I really have a great friend. Really have a girlfriend. Like, I love women. And that's just me, just like a man to talk about his woman, just a woman to talk about her woman. I don't feel like, you know, like I need to be called anything to like evaluate that or have to initiate that to anybody. I don't believe in what the world believes. I believe in my own belief. And that's how I move. I'm moving in my bubble. And whenever I decide to stick my arm out,
ooh,
and that's what I do.
Ooh.
I saw that you call your fans and supporters the MAB. I was wondering what your relationship with your fans is like and how this name came to be.
The MAB?
Yeah. Sorry, my English accent.
No, that's okay. I always like created like that type of like bond with them. Like it was always been like a family bond with them. You know what I mean? Like I always put that forefront when it came to my music and stuff like that. Like I kind of brought them into my life and my world. I really don't believe in fans. Like I don't believe in fans. Like my supporters is like my family. So like anytime I'm like taking a break or anything like that, and you know they can't wait. Like they literally be patient for me, even though they get on my ass sometimes, but. You know what I mean? I get a lot of support, a lot of streams, a lot of love, and just to be independent in itself still to these days you know, just a dope experience to know that I still got my big ones, you know, always did.
Game with me, I keep like eight around. Even when you think they ain't around, they around.
So that's why I call them the mob, because it's like family, you know. The mob is like a family.
Thinking about my next move and my thinking chip.
I don't know what LGBT artist is.
Yeah. I guess
if they artists. If they dope, they dope.
Girl, I like to eat, I hope you like to cook.
I know it's a lot of dope people out there, so keep going. If I made it,
teacher said you'll never make it. Turn my textbook to a checkbook. I put food on the table. I did that without a cookbook.
If they dope, they dope.
Niggas told me get on that drill shit. I said, alright, respectfully.
I was wondering how you deal with homophobia in the industry, but also in the world in general.
I'm off the yacht. Got a lot on my mind. Time is money, and if you don't get it, you're wasting my time.
Just drink some yak. Make sure y'all get that too. Our stores now, not yet. I have my ways, man. A lot of people understand me. It's like, I don't always like to say too much because people have their own way of going about things. Me, I'm more so like, I try not to let things affect me. And I try not to go into anything that I know will affect me, like any trauma, anything.
The queen of my city.
I'm just like really like a person that just really thinks about the next move all day, every day.
It's Brooklyn. It's Red Life.
I could kind of listen to her voice like a day and feel super relaxed and chilled.
Yeah.
Her article in the magazine is actually really fascinating because it links back to labels. Nick kind of asked her about being an LGBT plus artist. And she was like, I don't know what an LGBTQ artist is. If you're an artist, they're an artist. If they're dope, then they're dope. So I just loved that.
I love that.
I don't like to be defined as a lesbian actor. I'm an actor.
That has been my mantra for the last week or so since I edited that interview with Young MA. I've just been going around going, if you're dope, you're dope.
If you're dope,
you're
dope.
I love it, she says. I never put that tag, meaning lesbian, in front of my name because that's not what defines me. I'm a lot of things. I'm not a lesbian. It's great. But then she goes on to say, I really have a girlfriend. I love women. Just like a man talking about his woman, a woman talking about a woman. I don't need to be called anything to evaluate that.
Yeah.
And it is great. I mean, maybe this is, as we were saying, the next step of the evolution is not having labels at all.
We've touched
on this before, like just being pansexual.
I like that. People have said to me, you know, how do you label yourself? I am a lesbian. A lot of people do use the umbrella term of queer, which is great because that can mean anything. It can mean anything you want it to be. It can mean queer lifestyle. It can mean anything. Mm. It is fascinating how the rainbow letters constantly evolving. I think it's great.
Constantly.
There's another article that I love in the magazine this month, and it's about queer women of drag. Now, you know, I like to talk about a little bit about drag. And yes. I do think it's sad that drag kings and queer women's drag isn't talked about as much. International Drag Day, did you know, Rachel, is July the 17th?
Yes. International Drag Day, July 17th.
So I think we should all get our drag on. It's Drake and RuPaul's Drag Race. 12 years. 12 years, people, to get a cisgendered lesbian woman as a drag queen. And I saw Victoria Scone at the Rainbow Honours. She is hilarious and gorgeous. Just has this incredible energy about her. She is better and as good as any drag queen I've ever seen. And I've seen my fair few bit of drag. She's brilliant. It's like, why does it have to be limited to men dressing up as beautiful, hilarious women? Like, I don't understand.
Here's a question.
Go on.
Do you get many straight men who dress up and do drag?
I don't know. I'm actually assuming that...
Yes, because of the campness.
It's all gay men.
And likewise, is it drag kings? Are they always gay Or queer women?
I don't think so, actually. You know, I've seen a couple of drag kings. Queer women have been doing drag since, I think in the magazine, it says something like the 1800s or something. I mean, if you look at Tipping the Velvet, Keely Halls and Rachel Sterling are in drag. You know, a moustache and everything.
It's not so shocking to see women dressing up as men because so many women dress androgynously anyway. Don't you think? Do you think? I often think I can dress very androgynously, you know, jeans, T-shirt, that kind of thing. That's quite standard.
Catherine Tate, I guess, does a bit of drag.
Yeah.
I do think that Drag Race isn't just limited to men dressing up as women. Drag Race should lead the way and allow drag kings to come on. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Let's see, I'm putting it out there to the universe.
Obviously, as you say, it's been going on for forever. Men playing women, women playing men. That's what, for example, Shakespeare, his troupe of actors back in his day, back in that day.
Back in the day.
Back in ye olde day, they were men playing women.
Yes, yeah, that's because women weren't allowed. Like, women weren't allowed.
Men playing all the roles. But it allowed for a whole load of innuendos and puns of men who were dressed up as women, and then the characters they were playing were playing men, so that the cross-dressing was like off the chart, and they're all flirting with each other and anything goes, as in as you like it. It's all been going on in different formats and different levels of society, different acceptance.
But now women can rule the world, we should rule the world, and I think that they should allow drag kings on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Of course they should.
Come on!
The Beyond Borders this month comes from the Philippines, from Marby. And it's a very sweet piece all about her life in the Philippines. And the Philippines are generally quite open to LGBTQIA culture. Lesbian and bi people are allowed to serve openly in the military, but there is no legal recognition of same-sex marriage. Marriage is still seen as between a man and a woman. That's the family code of the Philippines. But if you go way back in their history, the 17th and 18th century, before the Philippines was colonized by the Spanish conquistadors.
That's a nice word.
But before that time, gay women were known as these Baybalans, and they were typically women.
Baybalans. I like that word.
Baybalans. Yeah, these were typically women who acted as shamans. They were healers, negotiators, hugely respected in the community, leaders. Cross-dressing males who were queer could also become Baybalans. Anyway, it's very interesting. The Spanish came along with their Catholicism and just persecuted them and almost wiped them out.
When you were explaining that, my mind was going to Wonder Woman, the island of the women in Wonder Woman. Actually, I thought Wonder Woman was great, and I was in the second one. So, but it does take me to that world of just joyous, amazing Amazonian women that are just ruling the world and have these powers. And in my head, they were all gay in Wonder Woman.
So we have this stereotypical, well, I do, image of the Spanish conquistadors.
Conquistadors.
Imagine the macho extreme of that coming across these cross-dressing queer men and these gay women. They would have hated it, everything that they stood for. Anyway, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating history that I didn't know anything about.
No, I feel like I've had a really good history lesson just then. Thank you, Rachel.
Let's have a listen.
Yes, please.
Let's have a listen to Marby from the Philippines. Pod-diva.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Pod Diva. Hello, everyone. It's really excited to listen to my little coming out story. Thank you for all the support. My name is Marbian and I'm 25 years old. I'm currently living in the Philippines, specifically in Iloilo City, Philippines. And Iloilo is located in the center of the Visayas part of the Philippines. So Iloilo for me is a great city. It is an amazing bustling city. I actually love it because it is a city, but it's less highly urbanized than other cities in the Philippines. I love how Iloilo City have gave me wings to be free, to express myself, to let other people know that I am queer, I am not straight. It just literally gave me freedom. Freedom to be myself. So I'm very thankful for Iloilo. Iloilo is a very gender neutral city. Like, I haven't felt that I was being discriminated or segregated from straight people. So I am thankful that Philippines is not, that Iloilo City doesn't display any discrimination. At the age of 5, after losing my mom, I don't have any persons to look up to, especially in the LGBTQIA community. I was the usual kid that plays Barbies, race cars, and everything. I was a gender neutral. I play everything. I'm disregarding if it's a girl thing or a boy thing. I was just having some crushes at the age of 10 to 15 years old. All of them are very mature. I was 13 when I fell in love, madly in love with my crush, but she doesn't know that I love her. I just love her from afar. She was 25 or 26 years old back then, so yeah. I don't really know myself of how I am very attracted to mature women. But I know that they're just absolutely amazing. When I was in university, I actually tried to let myself clear that I am not straight, but I am queer. I have these two friends of mine who was very close to me. We were in a cafe and we were just ordering, and I said, please sit down. I just want to take this opportunity to tell you that I am not straight, but I am queer. And they were actually shocked, and they just asked me of when did that happen. And I said, since I was little, I know that I'm different, for I didn't classify myself as queer, lesbian, or bi, or whatever gender in the LGBTQIA community I was. I just know to myself that I love women. My friends are still my friends. I'm actually thankful that my friends are very supportive of me. I'm just thankful that I have friends that understood me for who I am, that I said nothing has changed. I am still me. I am still Marby. The difference that I am attracted to women and not to men.
Aww.
I was, I think, 18 back then when I told my father that I wasn't straight. And he said to me, yes, I knew that you weren't straight. I could sense it. I could feel it. And I said, you're not mad? Like, how did you know? And my father just told me that I know when you were in high school, the way you act. I am thankful that even though my father can't fully provide for us, I was very thankful that my father is very supportive of me. Even now at work, I am thankful that some of my colleagues knew and respect that I am not straight. But there are some people that even though that they are gays or they are, example, part of the community, they are having that double standards that, okay, you like women and you won't be probably get a joke when a gay colleague of mine will some green jokes like that, which is highly inappropriate because we're in a workplace. Somehow, even though you're part of the LGBTQIA community, some of the people doesn't honestly acknowledge that we are also part of the community too. Besides about that, I'm just actually thankful of myself and my friends and my family that they understood me. I am currently now happy in a long-distance relationship with my girlfriend who is currently in Poland. Other than that, I am not actually minding kind of double standards that my gay co-worker jokes every time because I am queer. I guess somehow we can't get the best of both worlds in the work and in personal life, but it's okay. I'm just thankful for what I have right now. Some of the people here in the Philippines are very close-minded with regards to being part of the LGBTQIA community, because I know that Philippines is very highly Catholic. We have been colonized by the Spaniards. I actually wanted soon to get back to the community, to have that impactful actions to the community, the LGBTQIA community, just to spread the love and the awareness that we in the LGBTQIA community exist. Non-discriminatory actions, like we all know that we don't want any special treatments, but we just wanted to be acknowledged. Have a great and a wonderful day. Bye.
It's so lovely to hear her because she's 25. She's a queer woman in the Philippines. It sounds like she's loving life, which is brilliant. What I loved is when she talks about, it reminded me of my family, is when she talks about how supporting her father was, saying, look, I've known that you were because you were different, and he was very supporting. And I think that's really lovely.
It's really lovely, isn't it?
So thank you for sending that in to us. That was lovely.
Very lovely piece, because I say to people, you know, tell me everything that you want to tell me. Hopes and fears, dreams, desires, anything. She's so positive because even when she touches upon this co-worker, they're very inappropriate with jokes and so on. She says, well, can't have everything, I suppose.
Oh, it's really nice. Yeah.
What a sweetheart. Mm. What a sweetheart.
Yeah. I want to take us into the world of what's been going on in the LGBTQI news.
There's a lot been going on.
So first of all, I think we should talk about Rebel Wilson. I love that
yes.
She owned the fact that this stupid newspaper was like threatening to out her. And she went, you know what? And she did it herself.
Yes.
In this day and age, that is so unfair. and cruel. But just a shout out to Rebel Wilson for being brave and standing up and just being like, this is my story to tell, not yours.
Amazing. Amazing.
And it's lovely. And I'm glad that she's found love and happiness. And it's just very
what
lovely.
What did she say? My Disney princess. I thought I was looking for a prince. Turns out it was a princess.
I mean, isn't that lovely? Oh, that's just lovely. And then also Dame Kelly Holmes has come out. These wonderful, incredible women that are in the limelight are coming out. And then the younger generations can just see happiness.
Yes. And you can be all these things.
It's just great that there are more women in the limelight, as in Rebel Wilson is an A-lister, to come out. These are women that are leading the way for other women. Not everywhere in the world is that the case. There's stuff that's constantly going on in Saudi Arabia that persecutes LGBTQI plus people. It does make you realise how lucky I am and other people to be able to be open and honest and themselves.
Because at the same time, things like that happen. These women who can come out and be open and just control their own stories in the media. And then you have some of the most ridiculous, honestly, if it wasn't so sad, it's almost funny. Things like rainbow toys are banned in Saudi Arabia.
I mean, come on. I didn't have any rainbow toys growing up and I turned into a lesbian.
Oh!
So what does that mean? I mean, a rainbow toy is not going to, it like, oh, honestly, just it just makes me, it makes me mad.
So ridiculous. Like, what are they going to do every time there's a rainbow in the sky? You're going to like try and cover it up in case
I know
it turns them gay? It's a natural occurrence.
You
God
know what,
sake.
Though, Rachel? Ugh. We are so lucky to be able to have this freedom of speech because there are queer people and LGBTQI plus people that are in Saudi Arabia. You know, they're being persecuted on a daily basis. Mm. And it's just terrifying, really, that we share the same world as
I know
stuff like that that's going on where they think that a rainbow toy promotes homosexuality.
Toy.
I mean, for goodness
they
sake.
They say it contradicts public morals and promotes homosexual colours targeting
the
younger
it.
Generation. Oh. It's a rainbow. Oh, my goodness. I can't get over the ludicrous. It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous.
When I was at school, sex education was always about a man and a woman and putting a condom on a banana, which I always skipped. I was never in those classes. A rainbow toy is not going to make a child gay. You're gay or you're not.
It is. It's like something from some kind of parallel universe. It's like something, a joke you'd see in some terrible comedy and just think, oh, that's just
I know, but unfortunately it's not a joke.
And unfortunately it's not a joke because it's so ludicrous. Similarly, United Arab Emirates banned the Lightyear film because there's a same-sex kiss, which I have to say, I saw that film on Saturday. We loved it. I love Toy Story and I love Buzz Lightyear. Mm. But I don't even remember the kiss. Yes, there's a lovely storyline about same-sex couple and they have a daughter.
Oh, wonderful. Well done. Well done, Pixar.
It's really nice. But I don't even remember the kiss. This is what's so strange. It must have been so fleeting. It's Toy Story. They're not going to have like some full-on makeout session. It's clearly aimed at children. How they could ban this entire film?
It's a different world, Rachel.
Honestly,
a different world.
They said it was in violation of the country's media content standards. Blah is all I say. Blah to that.
Oh dear.
Terrible.
What's really, really sad is these things that we are like, is that real? Is real to some people living in that.
It is real.
If you can hear us in the LGBTQI plus family in Saudi Arabia or in the United Emirates, you have a family. You have a family with
you
us.
Certainly do. And if you would like to contribute and be a even greater part of the family, then get in touch because I'd love to hear your story. Even if you've lived there once and have now left.
Yeah.
Get in touch.
Yeah.
There's an intriguing article. There's an intriguing article this month in Diva magazine, which is about the queer allure of vampires. Now, I want to ask you, Victoria.
Me? Okay.
Have you ever really been into vampires? Buffy, Twilight?
No, I've not. I'm not into vampires. Actually, blood kind of makes me just go... It's the only time that it was a little bit sexy.
Yeah.
Was Susan Sarandon and our lovely friend of Diva, Sophie Ward, David Bowie in The Hunger. Yes. So listeners, if you've not watched that... It's hot.
Well, it is funny because vampires, I don't get it. I don't get it with vampires. I don't understand.
I don't think it's a queer thing, though. I think it's a thing.
This is what Eleanor Noy says in the article. So she asks within the article, why do queer women love vampires? Because they're sexy as hell, subversive, and non-conforming.
Is that because of Twilight? Because of Kirsten Stewart in Twilight. Is that what started the whole queer women loving vampire things?
I think it's chicken and egg. Is it a chicken and egg situation or a blood and tooth situation? You know, what came first? I don't know,
because also True Blood. Think it's limited to queer women. I know a lot of women that are secretly into vampires.
I wonder what that's about.
I think if they actually met a real vampire that wanted to suck their veins, I think it might be a different story. Although, I know, you know, each to their own, I guess.
If they met a real vampire. That's like one of those... What's that game that people play? Would you rather?
So would you rather...
Would you rather a real vampire?
I want to play it. Would you rather go on a dinner date with... a vampire or a werewolf, but the werewolf before they turn into a werewolf. Oh my God, you're really thinking about it.
I think a werewolf. I'd be fascinated to talk to them about what it's like to have this double identity.
The turn.
And then if you could see them turn. I've never really been into vampire films, but I did love that American Werewolf in London. I loved that film. That film I loved.
That's a werewolf movie, though. That's not a vampire movie.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'd rather have dinner with a werewolf.
Oh, you're into werewolves.
No, I can't. I'm not into them.
I see.
But if I was offered on a plate a vampire or a werewolf, I think I'd go with the werewolf.
Rachel Shelley is into werewolves. You know what it is, though? I do think that female vampires have always been portrayed as very sexual. They're always a bit lesbian. Always.
Whereas the male vampires, they're not very sexual. Sexual,
I mean,
are they?
You're the one to answer that. I don't know. Although you're into werewolves, so.
I'm not into werewolves. Oh my God. I suppose I'm thinking of like these old black and white vampire.
Like Nosferatu.
Yes, Nosferatu, all of that. They're not sexy. I don't think anyone.
No. Oh God, no. I think it's from Twilight. That's where I think it stems from.
I think
from.
So as well. I do remember on the set of L Word, there was a lot of Twilight book action. And I remember thinking, what? You're reading what?
After all of that, what else is happening this month, Rachel?
Apart from the full interview with Young MA, which plays next week.
Yes!
Which I have to say is a really interesting listen. You can read the magazine, but until you hear her interacting with Diva Magazine's Nick, I think you really see a different side, and I think you'll be surprised when you hear it. And there's a lot of great music in there as well. So if you're a fan of Young MA, I think definitely tune in next week to hear that. We're also celebrating the Women's Euros, which is football. Woo! And we've got an episode all about Brockwell United. Go Swans! A women's football team in South London. And we have the wonderful Juno Dawson. She has a new book out, her first adult.
Oh, well done, Juno.
Novel.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it's a super busy month.
It is a super busy month, you know, as well as International Drag Day, July 17th. July 14th is International Non-Binary Day.
Oh, brilliant. Good. Yay.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. This pod is coming out, and just after it comes out, I will be marching in Pride in London this year.
Whee! Whee!
with some fabulous, fabulous, wonderful humans that I'm marching with for a charity. And I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I've got my walking shoes ready.
And will you come back and tell us all about it next month, Victoria?
I will. It's just a great, big, huge celebration of love.
Absolutely. And you know what? This month, it's been really heartwarming, actually. I think I've seen more solidarity across the country this year than any other year. So I have to say, I felt very positive about that.
So yes to getting the rainbow flags out, everybody.
And on that note, listeners, we hope you have a lovely, lovely July. And if you are heading to London Pride on Saturday, the 2nd of July, have a fantastic time. Look out for Victoria.
Woo!
And we'll see you next month on the Diva Debrief. Happy Pride.
Pod Diva.
Thank you for listening to Pod Diva, queers for your ears, in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA plus women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Share the love by leaving us a review. Pod Diva, queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.